When I was 7 years old, somehow I knew I wanted to be an artist. I didn't know where my strengths were, drawing and painting in the coal fields around Coaldale, Pennsylvania, dancing with clickety-clack-tap shoes at the Lanceford American Legion, singing in the Congregational Church Choir, or enjoying the limelight while acting on stage at Coaldale High. There weren't many opportunities for growth in the arts in 1951, but what a glorious development since that time. Computers, iPhones, arts organizations like the Lehigh Valley Arts Council providing unique opportunities for arts exploration, opportunities never dreamed of by this little boy with a chipped tooth in front. In fact, he would have loved the second annual Young at Art Expo, showcasing creative summer arts camps and classes, returning on Saturday, March 11th at Penn State Lehigh Valley. This free, art-filled family event is presented by the Lehigh Valley Arts Council. Today we chat with Lauren Beck, Operations Manager with Lehigh Valley Arts Council, and the mission of the council is to promote the arts, encourage and support artists and their development, to assist arts organizations, and to facilitate communications and cooperation among artists and organizations and with the community at large. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, today we chat all about the second annual Young Arts Expo and, of course, the Lehigh Valley Arts Council. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It's good to have you on. We were just talking about the Young at Art. We just got our postcard for the Young at Art Expo. And I understand that this is the second year for the event, partly because it was such a hit last year. Can you tell us a little bit how it came about or what it was like last year?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It is the second annual. We had it last year, and it started in conversation with my director, Randall Forte, and myself. I have two young daughters at home, and I was trying to choose what I would like my oldest daughter, Ava. She was six at the time. I wanted to see what I could get her involved with the arts. So she was very artsy at home, loved to draw and loved to put on performances. And so I wasn't sure where to place her in the arts community. Should she have a drama class or should she get involved with dance? And I was kind of saying this to my director, and he said, you know, wouldn't it be great to have some sort of expo style where you could see all the arts organizations and what they had to offer all right there in front of you? Mm-hmm. And I said, that would be perfect. So then Young at Art was born. We decided to start connecting the arts community with some parents, with some creative kids.
That's wonderful. So if I go there as a family or mm-hmm. as a parent, I'm not only going to get a chance to see, it's particularly upcoming summer camps and summer programs and classes that are going to be available for the children. But there's a lot to do on the day, isn't there?
There is. It's a very engaging day. We have two areas in the event. One area is our visual arts space, where kids can do crafts and create right on tables. And then we have a performance space as well. So we have dance groups coming, musical performances happening, little mini workshops, all different kinds of interactive ways for the kids to get involved and really find their voice and find what they're interested in.
And, of course, this happens all on Saturday, March 11th at Penn State Lehigh Valley from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you really want to get there early.
Yeah.
I would think it would be wonderful to spend all that time in that atmosphere. So all families with children of all ages, including me, can certainly enjoy the entertainment of
kids
a really
all
creative
ages.
Day.
Right.
And the event's free. There's food available. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some fabulous face painting, you said?
There is free face painting by Funtastic Faces, and they were a hit last year doing full faces that were beautiful. And so they agreed to come back and even bring an extra artist this year because we just expect a ton of people. We've had a lot of Facebook interest, so... Yeah, it'll be a really fun day.
Mm-hmm. George, I think you had a list of some of the artists involved that you were intrigued by.
I really would like to say thank you to them because these are the kinds of instructors and organizations that make the arts so vibrant in our Lehigh Valley. Allegro Dance Studios, the art establishment. ArtsQuest with, of course, Banana Factory Visual Arts Center. The Ballet Guild of Lehigh Valley is involved. The Baum Art School, Baum School of Art, rather, and Community Music School. The Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. Let's Play Books. The Mayora Academy of Dance. Michaela's Voice. A Mock Turtle Marionettes, the Nurture Nature Center, Penn State Lehigh Valley, and, of course, the Puerto Rican Cultural Preservation. All of those organizations are going all year round with fantastic programs, and now they've come together for Young at Art.
That's right. Yeah, we're so happy to have all of them be involved, and they're all going to be doing different performances and activities to really get the kids involved. So we're just thrilled to have it happening again.
It's exciting, and it's interesting, too, because it kind of, given the moment that we're in, I don't know, shall I say historically or whatever, I think it's just so important to make sure when children aren't getting, perhaps, exposure in the schools or in other ways, summer's a great time to have that opportunity for classes and camps and socializing. George, would you?
Oh, yes. No, I feel that. I don't know what age it all starts, as I said in the opening. I was seven, and I knew somehow I had to do something. But I think every bit of little training in kindergarten or even preschool that is brought to us, the individual, the human, relating to arts, I think that that is so vibrant and so important to a young person growing up and to be wanted in that community. And work in that community.
So this is a free event, free parking. There's food available.
That's right. Yeah. There's tons of parking. It's at Penn State Lehigh Valley, which is super easy to get to, right off of 78. And we really chose this location because we just felt everyone sort of knew where it was or could get to it easily. The parking's free. It's a huge lot. And it's just a great, relaxing day. But you're right. You should come early because you can spend the whole day chasing around your kid. They're going to find a lot to do and a lot to see. So.
And I'm sure your daughters went last year, right?
Oh, they totally did. They were having a blast.
What are your daughters' names?
My oldest is Ava, and she's more my theater girl. She's not afraid of anything.
Good.
Yeah. And then I've got my little four-year-old is Emily. She's a sweetheart, and she's more of a visual artist. She's always drawing and writing. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah, great. Yeah. But they love it all, and so will all the kids.
Now, you yourself, you have a background in arts education,
I
don't
do.
You?
I do. I went to Kutztown for art education, and I taught for some time, and I just really love connecting arts through education because really the kids get to know who they are. And it's all about building confidence too. And you were speaking to kids learning what they wanted to be at a pretty young age, but it's about trying it out too and kind of like getting to know who you are. And I think that when your kids can sample the arts or really anything, they get to have a little taste, then they get to pick out what they want to do. Like, Mom, I really want to go to a dance class, or I really want to paint, or let's, you know, do some music and play guitar or whatever.
Sure.
So it's about sampling it and trying it out. And
it's about what you don't like as well. Just
That's
like
true.
College, you know, you go to college and you find out what you don't want to be.
Yeah, you should do it when you're younger.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Is this part of what drew you to the Arts Council? Because we're going to talk about some of the other programs they offer, and a lot of them seem to be in many ways about giving the community an opportunity to not only be aware of and attend the arts, but to meet artists and interact with the arts and support the arts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about connecting and bringing the community together in many ways. And that means individual artists, arts organizations, arts businesses, and even just the patrons, too, because they're so very important. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that attend everything. So we really have such a love for the arts in the Valley, and we just love connecting everyone. So it's what we're all about.
I was going to say, I'm really fascinated by we may come back to the expo, but the Arts Alive series.
Yes.
Which I find, myself as someone who's worked in the arts, just the idea that you can kind of give folks this behind the scene time with artists of all kinds of disciplines in these really interesting settings, I think is a wonderful idea. And was curious if you could tell us a little bit about what's lined up for this coming year with that.
Sure.
Or what the program's like.
Sure, absolutely. So this is called our Arts Alive series. And every year we release three different special events that we've planned. And the idea is to have a small group of people, somewhere between 20 to 30, where we bring them to a special arts experience within the Valley. And we basically say it's like an up close and personal sort of behind the scenes tour of a different type of art. So this year, our lineup is really exciting and very different, actually. Our first event is called How Does Your Garden Grow? And that one is with Garden Design, Inc. and a gentleman named Frederick Leary. And he is showing us all about gardens, sharing his expertise on garden designs and how you might lay it out or what you might choose. So it's really a different way of looking at art that you might not expect.
And that's April 29th again, folks, because that's coming up. It's gardening season is around the corner.
It sure is. Yeah. Especially with the warm weather. We've all been like itching to dig in our gardens. So, yeah. So that's a different way of looking at it. He's a landscape architect and it's very cool. And then we have a second event coming up in June 17th. And it's called Music of Friends. And this is a really special event. There is an organization called Satori. They're a chamber music organization, a nonprofit, and they will be performing for us in the home of Janet and Malcolm Gross.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we're going to have a lovely, intimate experience where we're going to hear some chamber music, sort of salon style.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get that behind the scenes. You get to meet the artists and talk with them. So
much more intimate experience.
Rather than on a stage. Yeah. It's just this like dialogue back and forth, you know, I'm just really seeing it up close and personal. So we're excited about that one, too, in June. And then the last one is called Wearable Art, and that is on October 15th. And that's interesting because we're visiting a studio for a metalsmith named Loretta Tryon. And she has gorgeous sculptural jewelry that she does. She's also a painter. But we're going to check out her studio and meet with her. And she can give us a little tour. So we're really excited about that, too.
So it's another opportunity for folks to meet with an artist, get to know them, talk, ask questions, see what the working process is like.
Yeah, and, you know, people really say to us after the experience, they say, wow, I didn't even know this was in my backyard. Mm. You know, like, I would never even know. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really nice social event, but you really just get that behind-the-scenes kind of look. So we're excited.
And I think it's really exciting, but there are so many things that are going on within the Lehigh Valley. And, of course, the Lehigh Valley Arts Council is very integral to those events. And they do put out a calendar.
We do.
And you can get one of those calendars very easily. You can see them around at other arts organizations, or you can have your very own if you become a member. And, you know, when we talk about membership, we know how important it is here at WDIY.
Sure.
Membership is very important because it's supporting and contributing to the arts organization itself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an arts organization, or you don't even have to be an artist to be a member of Lehigh Valley Arts Council. So those of you who are interested, they're, of course, they're headquartered at 840 Hamilton Street, Suite 201 in Allentown. But if you go online at info@lvartscouncil.org, you can find about everything you want to know about the Lehigh Valley Arts Council and all of the grand events that are happening here in the Lehigh Valley.
And Facebook.
Yes, that's right.
That's true. Yeah, you can. It's just amazing how many categories there are now. At one time it was music and theater, and now it's galleries, it's exhibits, it's lectures, it's classes. It's
sure. Poetry. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're involving the kids.
Yeah.
So it's all it's everyone, and it's about those patrons, too.
It sure is.
It's so important.
Sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is. And thank goodness we have enough wonderful sponsors as well. For example, for Young at Arts, we have B. Braun PNC, SIS, F and L B, that's Fitzpatrick, Lentz and Bubba, EBC Printing, and all of these people are integral to the arts programs, not only with the Arts Council, but with the arts within the Lehigh Valley.
That's right.
So be a member. No, no, it's true. It's fascinating that I think for folks to realize that the Arts Council membership is made up of organizations who do join, individual artists who find a great deal of support and community with the council, and then private members of the community who it offers them a way not only to support the arts, but with things like the newsletter and the events and such to really become involved in their own way.
Sure. Well, we shall continue with more community events, advocacy programs, and services of the Lehigh Valley Arts Council, talking with Lauren Beck after this salient message.
WDIY is throwing a party, and you're invited. Join us for a night of live music, food, drinks, and fun as we celebrate WDIY's 22nd anniversary, featuring a performance from Steve Broski and his Big Little Band, Saturday, March 4th at the Ice House in Bethlehem. Get your tickets today at WDIY.org. We'll see you there.
And we're back. This is George and Kate on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and we're chatting with Lauren Beck, who is the operations manager at Lehigh Valley Arts Council.
Hi.
Hi. We're back. Yay. So I wanted to talk a little bit about another program that's very exciting with the Arts Council, PPA grants funding, which you can tell us about. But I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, one of the organizations, arts organizations in the Valley that benefits from the support of the Lehigh Valley Arts Council is actually this program, the station. But in particular, Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is the happy and grateful recipient of PVA funding from the Arts Council. And could you tell us a little bit about that? There's some deadlines coming up and some workshops.
There are, yes. So congratulations.
We're very happy.
You're one of 22 applicants from this past year that received funding. And so what this program is it's called our PPA program, but it's Project Stream is what the funding is.
Right.
And that's a project-based program. So someone who wanted to apply for a grant through PPA Project Stream is either a community member, like an artist, a community group, or a nonprofit organization. And this person or group would want to create a project that has a strong public component. Mm-hmm. And what that means is we want to impact the community in a really strong way, a really great way. We want to serve an underserved community, or we want to do something that really connects with the community. So it's not just like someone presenting their work. It has to connect. So anyway, it's a great program that we offer. This year, you have to mark your calendars on June 20th, 2017.
I got it.
Yep, you got it.
Yep.
You sure?
June 20th.
Okay, June 20th. It's the deadline for the applications for 2017 to 18 funding year.
Okay.
And we're really excited because this year we are giving out nearly $40,000, which is a $5,000 increase from last year. So really happy
Very
about
nice.
That. Yeah. So what the Project Stream grant is, you can have up to $2,500 to, like I said, eligible individuals, community groups, and nonprofit organizations to conduct arts activities for the community. And you can apply right to the Arts Council because we're the partners that provide this program.
And if you check with, I think if you check in with the Arts Council folks, prior to the June 20th deadline, there's usually mm-hmm. small workshops. You know, you can feel free
yes.
to come with your questions, and it's not scary. And
it's not scary. We walk you right through it. That's right. A good thing to say because a lot of the people that apply for this grant mm-hmm. are first-time grant writers. They're not grant writers per se. They might just be writing it for their organization or even for themselves. So it might be kind of a scary process, but we actually hold workshops that are free, and we have three coming up. So the first one is on May 4th, and it's from 4 to 5:30 p.m., and that is held at the Anita Shapolsky Art Foundation in Jim Thorpe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, one of our wonderful members.
Yes.
Yes, so that's on May 4th. We have a May 9th workshop. That's held at the Lehigh Valley Arts Council offices on Hamilton Street in Allentown. And then we have one coming up on May 16th, and that's held at the Art Establishment in Fountain Hill, mm-hmm. also a member mm-hmm. of ours. Mm-hmm. So we're having these three workshops. You don't have to attend all of them. Just attending one is good. And we really see, if you attend these workshops, we really see those people really having a strong application. So we encourage everyone to come if they're interested in the PPA funding.
It would be a good idea, too, for some of the organizations or artists to actually put down their proposals. And you can, I know that you can talk with whomever is there mm-hmm. to answer the questions, Randall or yourself, to kind of shape the proposal into something that is even more fabulous than what they had written.
Absolutely, yeah. We have our PPA coordinator, our community engagement coordinator, mm-hmm. I should say. His name is Zach Kleemeyer, and he's awesome. He walks people right through the grant mm-hmm. application process. He works. We have a system that they log on to, and he works with them on that. And like I said, it's not scary. First-time grant writers, you know, it's a hard process, but we walk you through it.
Sure. And I think one of the lovely things about it is that it's something accessible to an individual artist, someone who's not necessarily connected to an institution where you imagine a development team and a grants writer. And if you don't have all that, this is a great opportunity, yeah. this particular.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. it's really something when an individual artist wants to connect with the community. Mm-hmm. A lot of people maybe want to, but don't know how. But when they really formulate these projects that impact the community, mm-hmm. we love to see that because yes. they're really stepping out of their comfort zone, I think. You know, as an individual artist, you do things for yourself and maybe you do things for your clients or somebody who wants to purchase your art. But, you know, not everyone steps out of their comfort zone and connects to the community. So we really applaud that. It's
right.
awesome.
And sometimes we artists, including myself, some artists, wait to the last minute to come up with an idea or a proposal. And
sure.
so don't wait until the workshop date. Think of something now, your organization or you as an artist, that you would like to do or partner with someone else.
Yeah.
Sure.
And get that proposal just basically on paper in a paragraph so that the Lehigh Valley Arts Council can help you in these workshops.
Sure. Even just gathering information. We have some people that attend the workshops that are thinking about maybe future grants. Mm-hmm. So they're not necessarily sure on what they want to do, but they just want to find out more. And that's a good place to do that.
Another program I think of as a hallmark, much like this, a special program of the Arts Council, is the Arts and Access, which
yes.
is relatively new as well.
Sort of.
It's inspired by an anniversary of ADA, I believe,
that's
if I'm
correct.
Right. And that's a year or two old, and it's grown. You said earlier that it's a permanent element now of the council's programming.
Yeah, it is. So Arts and Access, that's our program that initially was designed as a year-long celebration.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. So ADA celebrated their 25-year anniversary back in, I believe it was June 2015.
And that's the Americans with Disabilities Act for our listeners. So.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. So in celebration of that, we decided to create this year-long celebration in order to impact that community in a positive way. And the way we wanted to do that was to create arts experiences for the community with disabilities. And we had a wonderful, successful year that has now been created into a permanent program in our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to offer grant funding for organizations who might want to offer an arts experience to a person with disabilities. We connect with social service agencies. We rent out different equipment and provide training and marketing. So we're really providing this resource to connect the arts community with the disability community as well.
And what might some of that look like for programming that might be being offered? Are these the experiences? Are they crafted particularly for that audience? Is it supporting things like programming for folks with hearing disabilities? Or
Sure. Well, you know, when people think about people with disabilities, the disability yeah. community, they automatically think of someone in a wheelchair, but truly it goes far beyond that.
Right.
In fact, there's 81,000 residents of Lehigh Valley with a disability. And honestly, most people know someone with a disability. So it really impacts a huge community. And we're talking about people with low vision. They are maybe deaf or hard of hearing. They might have autism. Mm. They have cognitive limitations or even mental illness. So we're trying to hit all these different disabilities with an arts experience. So we do that in many ways. A lot of organizations are doing audio description. They might audio describe a play so someone with vision loss can experience that. We have programs for children with autism. It's just about opening our doors and being welcoming to all different people.
So again, accessibility in another way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Making the impact where it really counts.
And so now, as a child of 73, I intend to get there.
Great.
And be a part of this great movement of creative camp and classes.
And folks can start by getting to the Young at Art Expo.
That's right. It's Saturday, March 11th at the Penn State Lehigh Valley from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we hope that we see you there. Thank you, Lauren, very much for bringing us more information on Lehigh Valley Arts Council. We're sure to see you there as well. And special thanks to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who still remains, like me, young at heart. He, too, would like to share the experiences. Yeah. He, too, would like to share the experiences of art exploration. That is, however, when he isn't planning his weekly radio show here on WDIY Folk Classics every Monday, or he isn't planning his weekly show any day of the week. And, of course, and when he isn't attending theater events with his lovely wife. A sincere thank you to Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Good to talk with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Fences, the film version of August Wilson's 1987 Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning play, is set in Pittsburgh circa 1956. Troy, played by Denzel Washington, who also directs the film, is a city garbage man and former Negro League baseball player standout. Troy and his wife Rose, played by Viola Davis, have a son Corey, played by Jovan Adepo, a high school academics and football standout, who's being scouted for a college scholarship. Troy has a son from a previous marriage, Lyons, played by Russell Hornsby, an aspiring jazz musician. Troy's younger brother, Gabe, played by Michael T. Williamson, is a person with a disability resulting from a World War II wound. Troy is embittered by not ever making it to the Major League Baseball. He had served time for a murder during a robbery for which he was arrested. There seems to be no redemption for Troy, save for the old blue song he sings about a departed pet dog. The title, Fences, is derived from a wooden fence that Troy is building along one side of the backyard of his brick single home. August Wilson's Fences is filled with keen observations couched in colloquialisms. Denzel Washington, who received an Oscar as Best Actor for Training Day and an Oscar as Best Supporting Actor for Glory, gets excellent performances. He directed The Great Debaters and Antoine Fisher. At the core of the movie Fences is the performance of Viola Davis, an Oscar nominee as actress for The Help and an Oscar nominee for Supporting Actress for Doubt. Davis received a Tony Award as Rose opposite Denzel Washington in the 2010 Broadway revival of Fences. As Troy's long-suffering but strong and faithful wife, Viola Davis brings a marvelous presence, dignity, and heart to the role. Fences is a must-see for movie and theater buffs. Fences is MPAA rated PG for thematic elements, language, and some suggestive references. Opening March 3 are Logan. James Mangold directs Doris Morgado, Hugh Jackman, Daphne Keene, and Boyd Holbrook in the science fiction action film as Logan takes care of an ailing Professor X when a mutant arrives and all heck breaks loose. The Shack. Stuart Hazeldine directs Sam Worthington, Octavia Spencer, Tim McGraw, and Roddell Mitchell in the drama about meeting God in a place called The Shack. T2, Trainspotting. Danny Boyle directs Ewan McGregor, Ewan Bremmer, Johnny Lee Miller, and Robert Carlyle in the comedy drama that brings back the characters of the 1996 comedy drama set in Scotland. Leap. Eric Sommer and Eric Warren direct the voice talents of Elle Fanning, Maddie Ziegler, Carly Rae Jepsen, and the Lehigh Valley's Dane DeHaan in the animation feature film about a young girl studying to be a ballerina in France. Table 19. Jeffrey Blitz directs Anna Kendrick, Lisa Kudrow, Amanda Crew, and Stephen Merchant in the drama comedy about an ex-maid of honor who attends the wedding reception anyway, only to be seated at a table of random guests. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.